Thank you, Neil. It's good to be with you.
A recent piece about Project Pedro Pan and today's manufactured border crisis. There have been comparisons made to the kids, the unaccompanied minors coming up in the current news story with the border crisis to those in Cuba decades ago. You say there's no comparison whatsoever.
I don't think so, other than the fact that, you know, there's parents involved who are desperate to get their children out of what they perceive to be dangerous situations. But the Project Pedro Pan or Project Peter Pan was a highly organized, orchestrated, overseen, short-term event that was coordinated between a priest, Catholic Social Services here in the United States, and the government. Today's border crisis, as pretty much anybody can see, is just what a royal mess. There's no organization. Nobody knows what's going on. And we have a lot of kids being put into very dangerous situations.
You know, in this piece that I read, there was really, really interesting, an interesting paragraph that I read that basically said that this is designed to collapse our welfare system.
That was interesting.
Your thoughts on that? Because, I mean, you're right. You compare that to Project Peter Pan, which was deliberately about getting these kids out of communism and here in America, whereas what's happening today is more about this fundamental transformation of America, and the end goal is completely different.
The end goal is completely different, and I also think that you need to take a look at the reverse of the situation. These parents and these children are paying the coyotes or the smugglers sometimes up to $10,000 to get their kids out of whatever country they're in. Imagine the good that money could do if it stayed in those countries and went towards development, entrepreneurship, education. But instead, it's going into the hands of drug smugglers and human traffickers.
Yeah.
And now we are ending up on this end with tens of thousands of children that have no place to go. Many of them are ill. Many of them have suffered both physical and sexual abuse on their trip from their native country to the United States. Suffer from PTSD, and we just don't have any place to put them right now. Like I said, it's just one big mess. And the only thing that President Obama has called upon us to do at this point is to, open up our pocketbooks. He wants to raise $3.7 billion to figure out how to house and care for these children.
Do you think, Elise, that the politics of this is changing, though? I saw some polling data yesterday that said, I think 59 or somewhere around 60% of Americans believe that central to our response to this crisis is to send these children back, to fly them back home. Do you think that might slow the Democrats down a little bit and allow us to actually come up with something resembling a solution?
It's hard to say. I'd like to think so, and I do believe that many of these children have been lured here under false pretenses. You know, many of them have believe for whatever reason that as soon as they reach our borders, they pretty much get a free pass, which is sad. That means that they've been played, they've been gamed by our government.
Yeah.
And I do think that the tide is turning. Americans, by and large, are very generous people. They realize that these are children and that these children need help. But they also realize that, we just can't deal with this many kids and pay for it. We just don't have the money. Our government can't do it. We can't do it. So I think that what the polling is saying is that Americans want, they recognize that these are children, that they want to be generous, but we can't handle this many kids. We can't take care of the kids that we have in our own foster care system. What are we going to do with this many children?
So You're with the Acton or the Acton Institute. If you guys propose a solution for this, what would it be? Well, how would you like to see this problem resolved?
Well, I can speak for myself. I guess I can't speak for the entire Acton Institute, but I think first and foremost, the Obama administration needs to stand up and say to Mexico and to the countries in Central America, you can't keep doing this. No more. Your children will be turned away at the border. We will not house them. We will not feed them.
Yeah.
You can't do this. And make it very clear to the parents in those countries, you're putting your children in grave danger by trying to get them into the United States. Stop doing this. I think first and foremost, that has to be done. And secondly, I think that we need to look at how the Obama administration has handled the border control situation, or not handled it quite specifically.
Yeah.
We've turned our border patrol into a nanny program instead of a police agency. That has to stop.
Our guest this morning, Elise Hilton with the Acton Institute. Their website is acton.org. That's ACTON.org. Elise, thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Neil. I appreciate your time.